This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Last hour, we had Robert on the phone with us in Pennsylvania. He was going to tell us about a little love letter that the city of Philadelphia had sent to him. And unfortunately, he was on a cell phone, and his battery was dying. So he promised he'd call back to tell the rest of the story. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope to hear back from him. Otherwise, we continue with your calls about what you want. And we'll start with Joe in Illinois. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hi there.
Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
It's great to talk to you guys. You have a great show.
Thanks, Joe. What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
Oh, well, about noon Central Standard Time, I was watching CNN, which I probably shouldn't have been doing that. But this piece they had on Oath Keepers, this made my jaw drop.
Mm-hmm. Really?
An unbelievable hit piece.
Really?
Yeah,
are you familiar with that organization?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners who aren't what it is?
Well, it's simply, all it is an organization where members of the military and police pledge to not engage in martial law activities, gun confiscation, other police state things. That's all it is. CNN made this hit piece on them that made them look like they were totally crazy, and
militia members.
Not even that. It was more the fact that what really got to me was at the end, because they were talking about, oh, so you're not going to confiscate guns. Oh, well, that's crazy. You're not going to put people into concentration camps. Oh, you'd have to be crazy to think that could happen.
Right.
It can't happen here. This is America.
I've heard the same thing on Air America, and it was the hit, the same kind of hit thing. And, well, then it shouldn't be a problem if I make an oath not to to do it. If I make an oath that I won't follow the alien overlords when they come, who cares if I make that oath? Because, well, there aren't any alien overlords, right?
Exactly, yeah. And Chris Matthews did a horribly slanted interview with the gentleman that runs that organization too. Mm-hmm. And you got to wonder why they get so mad about it when all they're saying is we're not going to confiscate guns, we're not going to put people in concentration camps, we're not going to put microchips into people, we're not going to do any type of tyranny against American citizens. But at the end of the interview, the CNN reporter came on and very matter-of-factly said, just so you know, there are no bills to confiscate guns and there are no citizen detention camps within the United States. And that just made my jaw drop because those are two complete, outright, total lies.
Back in the 80s, during the Iran-Contra hearings, they were questioning, I think it was Oliver North. It came out that at that time, there were contingency plans to declare martial law and suspend the Constitution. All that stuff came out briefly, and it was kind of brushed under the rug, and this is back in the 80s.
Yeah, REX-84.
Right.
Yeah. And then Bush built three big ones, with Halliburton.
What are they doing with these things now?
Playing ping pong. Lots of ping pong.
Yeah, well, they're waiting.
Right, they have places they can take people. We know that because during Hurricane Katrina, they took people into a FEMA holding area. I don't know if it was as the conspiracy people are describing them to be when they're talking about them.
Well, I was housed in prison on an old Air Force base. The thing was gigantic, but most of it was falling down.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have places to take people. I just don't know. I don't know if they have as many as the conspiracy people might like to believe. That's all up for debate.
Yeah, who knows?
But, you know, they're certainly not rounding people up as we speak, but they've done it in the past. They did it to the Japanese Americans, mm-hmm. and they did it to German Americans back in World War II times. So it's not like it hasn't happened before. It has right here.
Not all Germans, not all Japanese, just ones in certain geographic areas.
Whatever. They took them and they put them into camps,
and
didn't they?
They lost their property. They lost their businesses. Yeah, there were over 120,000, I believe the number was, Japanese citizens, U.S. citizens that were rounded up during World War II.
So to say it can't happen here is to ignore history. And to pretend like it can't repeat itself, it absolutely could.
And for them to say that there's no plans for any type of gun confiscation or additional gun control is an outright lie, too. There's at least four bills in committee right now that would just completely gut the Second Amendment. You can look at them at gunowners.org. And
yes.
It's just all semi-autos gone. You know, given the attorney general power to ban any guns that he wants to.
Pretty crazy.
I'm just wondering, is the Second Amendment not gutted now?
good point.
Yeah, it's gutted further.
Right. If you don't have the right to bear arms, then you don't have an active Second Amendment. Right?
They've already eviscerated it. Perhaps they haven't burned the corpse and scattered the ashes to the far winds, right. But they've come very, very close. Part of the corpse is gone already. I mean, they've done everything but chew the trunk.
Interesting, though, that CNN decided to do a hit piece on the Oath Keepers organization because, number one, it's just going to give them more attention, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you get I want some people to do some hit pieces on Free Talk Live. Please do a hit piece on this show.
And you know something? The mainstream media is losing so much credibility that all they're doing is digging their own hole because all they're doing is ticking people off who know better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They even inadvertently plugged Alex Jones's new movie, Fall of the Republic.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. Have you seen that one?
It is a very good movie.
Well,
very
right
good.
On. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I got it on torrent. I just haven't taken the time to watch it yet. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to Bob in California. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob. What's
this
on your mind
Bob
tonight?
In California.
You are, Bob. Go ahead.
A little while ago, you had a guy on there that was talking about the Bible, didn't you?
Yes, that has happened.
Couple.
And and I thought that I had to reboot my computer, so I missed some of it. But I think he said that he was studying the Bible a lot, and the more he studied, the more it did not make any sense. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know why? It's because he's reading the wrong Bible. Most of the English Bibles have a lot of mistranslations. If you go back and get
he said
Bible.
He read the Hebrew as well.
Yeah, he was saying that that he had learned the Hebrew.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, I'd suggest going to a website called concordant.org. concordant.
And what would one find there?
You've heard of the Concordance. It's a compilation of all the verses and words. It's organized by words.
It's basically a reference book for the
reference
Bible.
Book, right.
Right.
And so if you would translate the Bible and be consistent, instead of calling three different, for instance, in the Greek part of the Bible, there are three different words for that the King James translates as hell. That's not right. There are three different words, not just one word, one English word, hell. So if he'd go to that website.
All right, so why don't you, can you summarize for us some of the, I mean, you pointed out one difference there, but can you summarize for us, you know, what the message is that you think is different between, or at least some of the messages that you feel are significantly different between your version and the version that, you know, somebody
sure.
else might be reading?
Sure. Traditional beliefs here are that there's such a place as hell, and that means an eternal torment. Well, it's not true. The word eternal is not even a scriptural word.
So you're saying that in this concordant version of the Bible that hell is not part of that story?
Hell is not an eternal torment place.
What is
There's no such place.
So it doesn't even exist?
That's correct.
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
Absolutely not.
Just wondered.
I know.
So do you consider yourself a Christian?
I'm a believer.
Okay. I want to find out more about what you believe in, if you don't mind. Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. I think people's beliefs are interesting, and I'd like to know what they're all about. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of SACL CAI...
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. They know that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They never harass your clients, and they record every call so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We've got Bob on the line in California. Now, Bob, we've kind of been on a theological bend this evening on the program, and you called in to say that it's your understanding that the Christian Bible is misinterpreted and mistranslated, and that you've got a specific version that you say doesn't even include the concept of hell. You said right before the break that you consider yourself a believer. Mark asked if you were a Jehovah's Witness. You said no. So what is it that you believe, Bob? Can you lay it out?
Well, this is a big subject, and you can't just sit down for 3 minutes and spill out the whole thing.
Well, that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay, let's start with God. God always existed. Now, that's a concept that you can't get your mind around. And he created Jesus. Jesus is God's son. He created Jesus so that Jesus could create the rest of the world. Jesus is not God. And that's what a lot of denominations say he is. How could he be God and then die for 3 days? Did that mean that God died? No, Jesus died.
So you said Jesus created the world in your belief?
Created the universe, the whole works.
Not an uncommon belief particularly. I mean, you know.
It's a difficult thing to.
Jesus come so after the Adam
Jesus
and Eve?
Is Jesus God or not God?
Jesus is not God. Jesus
so you would not be a Christian then, right?
Huh?
You would not be able to self-describe as a Christian then, correct?
That's why I said I'm a believer and not a Christian, because Christians believe in eternal hell, and there's no such thing. So how can I be a Christian and believe in something stupid like that?
Well, we had some guy call last week who said that he was a Christian, but didn't he also not believe in hell, Mark?
It's not uncommon for people to call themselves Christian, still not believe in hell.
You had said that he was not a Christian.
There is a religion that is basically called Christianity in the United States, and it's something similar to the Protestants believe something similar to what the evangelicals believe, and the Catholics, they're kind of all over the board on what they believe because their religions had to change greatly throughout the centuries. So,
wouldn't a loving and forgiving God wouldn't that preclude him from sentencing somebody's soul to an eternity of I don't know, pain and suffering and
the most
and torment,
painful suffering you can imagine.
Oh no!
I mean, I don't think a loving and forgiving God would do that. Do you?
There's a problem with what you said about a loving and forgiving God. He is that, but he also creates evil. You go back into the Old Testament. He does everything. He creates evil as well as good. That's why he put the tree of good and evil in the garden. He intended for Eve to screw up, and he intended for Adam to not say, "Hey, Eve, drop that. Don't eat it." We wallow in our sins and our evil ways right now, so that later in the next life we'll say, "Ho, ho, ho! I see what this is." You learn by experience. And this is just a big experience. Most people think of hell as Dante's hell.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry.
So let me see if I understand what you're saying here. That in your belief, the God force or whatever created evil, but there's no necessary eternal punishment for choosing, these evil things. Is that right?
You get the punishment you get is a corrective punishment. You know, you send people here in the United States to a correctional institution, supposedly to correct them so they can be okay again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God can correct people to be okay in the final analysis, but it's too big a subject.
That's okay. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It sounds similar, Mark, to something that you've kind of said before.
Yeah, I can't disagree with most of what he said, honestly. At this point you get into the area of speculation, and it's not the religion that I was taught when I was growing up, which is fine with me. I really don't like that one very much.
The Christian one.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's the predominant Christian one. And the Bible's pretty clear that most Christians are going to be led astray by antichrists anyway. So, you know, if that's the wrong religion that everybody believes is the right one, well, then that's exactly what the Bible says is going to be the wrong one anyway.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231, because what my understanding of your belief system, Mark, is, and it's similar to mine, is that essentially heaven and hell are right here, right now, and you get to choose it based on what you choose, what you do, and you'll experience whatever those consequences are from your choices. And it kind of sounds like that's what he was getting at.
That's what I see it as.
And the toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. Let's move on to suicide. Boy, that's a peppy topic.
Ding, ding.
Wayne, you want to cover this for us? What's going on?
Oh, boy. The military is having a lot of problems right now. They've got a record suicide rate among men in the Army, men and women probably, as of November 16th.
As an all-time record?
Let's see. It says that as of November 16th, 140 soldiers on active duty and 71 soldiers not on active duty were suspected to have committed suicide. Mm. We're almost certainly going to end the year higher than last year, which was also a record for Army suicides.
Wow.
And this typically does happen in the Vietnam War. As the war lingers on longer and longer, these things seem to crop up.
Makes sense. I mean, you know, when you're the one who's out there fighting a war that doesn't make any sense, and Obama's policy analysts have said that the only reason that we're really there is a political reason to make Obama look good. They didn't say it in those terms, but that's essentially what they were saying. And that the war was essentially unwinnable because, well, that everybody believes, you know, you're fighting two different cultures there in Afghanistan. I believe you've got the I can't remember the names of the two tribes that are involved, but there's a smaller tribe, I guess, of people who have essentially control of the government, and there's much larger Pashtuns.
Well, it's opium versus oil, too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's all involved there. And that's, you know, these are the reasons that we're over there, because, gosh, we want to be in control of the opium. Make sure that they're not producing that, if that's what you really
want. Make sure the Taliban's not making money on opium and all this baloney.
Now, I know that most people probably don't leave notes before they kill themselves, but it would be interesting to know what these people's motivations are for offing themselves. I mean, you'd think that... Is it because they've engaged in killing of innocents and they feel like they just can't live with that? That would make the most sense to me.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if it was just being in an awful place, in an awful situation, well, you'd know that eventually you'd get out. And if you didn't want to keep going along with the killing, you could just stop and they'd put you in the brig somewhere and then eventually you'd get out. So I'm just curious as to why they're doing this. I don't imagine the article goes into it.
A little bit. I can get into it after the break.
Okay, we'll do that here in moments at 800-259-9231. Plus, coming up in the Chicago area, we've got four cops who have actually admitted to being crooks. We'll explain what they did here in moments. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much heck of money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI, 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, the features include our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan over at facebook.freetalklive.com. There's been some confusion about the Free Talk Live Facebook profiles. I had switched it back to the old Facebook group, but now it's back to the Facebook fan page when you go to facebook.freetalklive.com. So become a fan. It's free.
If you're going to own a handgun, then you and your family should be trained in the use, and the best way to be trained is by going to frontsight.com. They provide just the kind of training that you need, better than law enforcement and military standards, without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. They'll also give you, included in the course is a 30-state concealed weapons permit and a free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com, and that handgun's not some cheap thing. It's a Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice.
Nice.
Frontsight.com.
All right, we continue here, and we'll take your calls about anything. But want to continue the story that Wayne was telling us about. With record numbers in the U.S. military, specifically the Army is what this story is about,
right?
Killing themselves. What was it, over 100 so far this year?
Yes.
160 or something like that?
140 as of this year so far.
So 140 people, that is more than last year, which last year was also a record.
Record, yes. It's sad. And the officials are voicing frustration that the Army has not yet been able to identify any causal links among the suicide cases, except that soldiers are more likely to kill themselves when they are away from their stations where help is available. There's no simple answer, they say. Each suicide case is unique.
Well, the simple answer is, I've got a simple answer. Let's get those people the hell out of there. How about that?
Yeah, that's a really good one, but they don't want to do that. They want to keep sending more men there. And, of course, they've had to lower their standards, as we've said many times, and we've read stories over the last 2 years how they've had to keep lowering their standards to be able to recruit more men.
Right, maybe to include people that aren't as mentally stable, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly. They maybe can't handle the rigors of combat and also what they have to do.
I don't know how anybody can handle that.
I don't either.
You have to be to be good at it.
You have to be sick.
It would seem like it. I mean, certainly there are people that are probably the situation confronts them. They rise to the situation, and likely they manage to keep whatever damage it did to them mentally, sort of at bay, and it doesn't come out when they trot them in front of the audiences to wave and all that other stuff. But to be very, very good at killing,
you have to be
really, really messed up. And I can only imagine how awful it is to see one of your cohorts that you're out there in the field with who's decided, you know what, I'd rather take my M16 and blow my head off than go another day doing this crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be able to compartmentalize these things as well. But I think that if you really truly believe you're defending your country, you're defending your family, you're defending freedom, it's a lot easier if you had to kill to do it.
To be deluded.
Yeah. But if you're going over there and you realize, why the hell are we here? Why am I shooting at these people? Then I think things could come off the rails very quickly for you.
If you are an adrenaline junkie, likely, and you enjoy the aspect of whatever it is that they're doing over there, hurting people, blowing stuff up, if you enjoy that, then what you're going to tell yourself is that I'm doing this for all the right reasons. You wouldn't say, I'm harming people and blowing things up. I'm harming innocent people and blowing up stuff that shouldn't be blown up.
You'd say those are bad guys.
Yeah, those are bad guys. They're doing bad things. And, and certainly there are bad guys involved, but how many and where are they? When does the bad guy become the bad guy? I mean, if you're blowing up his house or truck or whatever, then, well, who's the bad guy? I mean, who knows?
At what point does the good guy become the bad guy? And when you are isolated from your family, when you're doing something you don't believe in, and maybe your illusions of what you were doing are shattered when you get over there, and then you can't get out of it, then I could see how some people might go that way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You see the one too many crumpled, destroyed bodies of children from, well, Americans. I mean, that's got to be tough.
Yeah, even if you look at some of the old movies about Vietnam and World War II, especially Vietnam, because at least World War II, the men who went over there really believed they were fighting communism or fascism and all that stuff. But in Vietnam, after a few years, that war went on, and the soldiers realized, what are we doing here? This is a bunch of baloney. And they were stuck there, getting shot at every day, getting bombed, and then bombing other people. And it must have been hell for them. I can't even imagine that.
It's an awful, awful statistic that you've shared tonight. But that's what happens, right? So if you want your kids to not kill themselves or lower their likelihood of suicide, don't let them join the military, okay? 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, just a few bad apples that are causing the problems in the police departments around the country. That's what we're told when we share stories from around the United States and around the world about corruption in the police ranks. We're told by the defenders of the police, oh, it's just a few bad apples. Well, I don't know if I agree with that. Not according to the police that we've talked to, not according to former cops who've called this show to tell us that they believe that the bad apples rise through the ranks and that the corruption is systemic and that it's really more like a few good apples than a few bad
and
ones.
And the good apples are driven out by the leadership.
So here's an example for you of just some of the shenanigans that are going on in police departments all across the country. It's just that only occasionally will they actually get caught at this stuff. The Associated Press reporting that four former members of a disbanded Chicago police unit have admitted to taking part in a scheme in which they barged into homes and stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from people suspected of dealing drugs and others. Once after withholding insulin from a diabetic man until he told them where they could find cash. Three of the former officers, Bart Maca, Guadalupe Salinas, and Brian Pratcher, pleaded guilty to felony theft, and the fourth, Donovan Markovitz, pleaded guilty to official misconduct. All four entered their pleas on Friday in deals that called for each to be sentenced to 6 months in jail. 6 months in jail for cops stealing who have admitted to stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
How'd they get caught?
Well, that's a good question. All four entered their pleas in deals that called for each to be sentenced to 6 months in various terms of probation in exchange for their cooperation in continuing state and federal investigations. The four stood quietly as the prosecutor read a 17-page synopsis of their crimes,
right,
providing a glimpse into a rogue operation in which officers pulled over drivers without cause, grabbed their keys, stormed into their homes, pocketed huge amounts of money, falsified reports, and even extorted each other for money.
And I double dog dare somebody to call in and say that, oh, well, they didn't get treated any different because they were the police. I mean, it's
6 months.
6 months. Can you imagine somebody getting 6 months for multiple home invasions and a plea deal? It's absolutely sick.
Yeah.
Five other members of the once elite drug and gang unit.
And that's exactly what these people are called, because they know how they know how to shake people down. You, in order to work the black market, you have to be part of the black market. These elite organizations tend to be involved.
They were called the Special Operations Section. Five other members still face charges, including Jerome Finnegan, who's accused of plotting to hire someone to kill another member of the unit to keep him from talking to the government. Finnegan and the others had pleaded not guilty.
That's the guy they're going after.
Prosecutors said the four, who pleaded guilty on Friday, had resigned from the department and had been cooperating with the investigation for over a year. They said the plea bargain was agreed upon before the current Cook County State's Attorney took office. An assistant state's attorney who leads the Special Prosecutions Bureau wouldn't comment on the terms of the deal, in which prosecutors dropped all of the other charges, including kidnapping and burglary. Blakely said only that the office was ethically bound to abide by the deal. Lawyers for the four left the court without commenting, and the defendants were not made available for comment. According to part of the synopsis concerning one of the men, which he told the judge was true, Finnegan became angry that officers had not found any cash in a house where they had found about 72 pounds of cocaine. Finnegan suggested to Salinas, who had already withheld the diabetic man insulin to obtain the information about the cocaine, that if he didn't find the money, Salinas deserved a violation, which defendant Salinas understood to mean that Salinas should get a physical beating for his inability to obtain the information Finnegan wanted regarding the location of the money. So these police,
it's like a gang operation.
Right, these police were threatening each other over getting the maximum cash and the maximum drugs from these victims. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So they turned back to the man who needed his insulin, and we'll tell you what happened in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination. Plus, get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-0335. That's 1-800-620-0335. A fee-based company.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL4GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call if you make it now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, they likely sell it. They've got dozens of categories in which you can shop, plus you can buy used and save yourself a few extra bucks at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Again, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Percentage of your sale when you enter through that link goes to Free Talk Live. So what we are telling you about here is yet another story. There are new ones every single week. This one we're getting a little more detailed than we normally do, though I do have the quickies, some quick corrupt cop stories, which we'll share with you if we have enough time. This one's a little more detailed from the Associated Press out of Chicago, talking about 4 former members of a disbanded Chicago police unit that have admitted to taking part in a scheme in which they stole hundreds of thousands of dollars, kidnapped people, withheld insulin from a guy in order to extract money and drugs from him.
Right. Imagine for a second that you're involved in an organization that is essentially very difficult to police and to punish for, you know, whatever crime it might commit, much more difficult than, say, the average organization. And that organization deals with money that's completely unaccounted for and, you know, items, units of measurement, you know, the drugs, basically, that are, in some cases, almost as valuable as gold. Well, are you going, do you think that all these units, do you even think a majority of these units are going to be organizations that are completely upstanding? I mean, think about it for yourself. If you're the first cop on the scene and you're in a room, you know, you're next to a suitcase full of money, are you going to leave all that money there? Okay.
Yeah, what's it matter if $100,000 gets logged in or $90,000 gets
logged
in?
It's a short road from, yeah, I'd take some of that money, to several guys saying, yeah, I'd take some of that money, to those guys getting together and saying, let's get some more money. I've got a lifestyle to keep up here.
Exactly right. And one of these guys was certainly more in charge than the rest of them. His name was Finnegan Jerome Finnegan, and he's accused of plotting to hire somebody to kill another member of the same police unit to keep him from snitching to the state. Indeed, this man's name figures prominently in their synopsis that outlines various incidents from 2003 to 2005 as he's portrayed as a leader in a criminal enterprise and who at least one occasion threatened another member of the unit. He told a Mr. Salinas that he deserved a violation because he didn't get enough information out of a diabetic man after he withheld insulin. They did get enough information to find the house that had 72 pounds of cocaine in it, wow. But they didn't find any cash, and so he wanted him to go back and continue interrogating this man. Indeed, Salinas said that after the officers
Before we go on here, this is one occasion where he said the guy deserved a violation.
That's right.
If you've got a code word for butt kicking,
yes,
then
there are a lot of occasions.
It's systemic.
Selena said that after officers again withheld insulation, the man finally provided information.
Insulin. You will not be wrapped in a carpet.
The man finally provided information that led them to about $30,000. The officers, Selena said, reported $10,000 and split the rest. It was one of a number of instances in which the officers...
How many times has that got to happen in America, people?
Countless.
And if it's happening, what are we doing to our police? Yes. If you're not, you know, speaking out against this kind of this kind of behavior.
If you are, when you say you, you mean
you individually.
You mean the victims of the theft?
Everyone. If we have a system that incentivizes cops for lying, cheating, and stealing, what are we doing to our police officers? You're taking young men, putting them into a system that's clearly been corrupted by these drugs, and then expecting them to act right. Well, your law enforcement officers, young men, act properly.
You can't expect the victims to speak out about it because in many cases they'll let the victims go without charges just so they're not brought into the picture so they can just report the money. And
I can expect people that are hearing this story not to shut their ears and start humming and to listen to what's happening here in America. Use your noggin. Think about it for a second. Do you really think that this is just isolated to Chicago? Admittedly, Chicago is not the most, doesn't have the most upright reputation. I know that. But if there's a lot of corruption in this police force, couldn't there be some in your town?
Absolutely.
What can you do about it?
Probably nothing.
Probably not. But you can speak out against it. You cannot ignore people that are talking about it.
So they split the cash that they stole from the insulin guy, the diabetic. It was one of a number of instances in which the officers reported finding far less money than they actually did and split the rest, according to the 17-page document.
Sure.
In at least one case in which officers found thousands of dollars, they never made an arrest or even filled out a police report. Instead, they took the money and didn't charge the man, whom they'd apparently stopped for no other reason than his driving a white Cadillac with dark tinted windows. In another case, according to the document, officers pulled over a man simply because he was Hispanic and driving an expensive vehicle with out-of-state license plates. They questioned the man, and after the man gave them an address on the south side of the city, they conducted a search without a warrant. I wonder what questioning him was like.
Yeah.
Finnegan found two or three duffel bags containing brick packages wrapped in cellophane. According to the document, each cellophane package contained a large amount of United States currency. Two of the officers said they estimated they'd come upon about $450,000 in that case, and that they each received more than $130,000 of it. The document.
Where did all this money go? Boy, these guys must have lived a heck of a lifestyle.
Boats, houses, diamonds, who knows? The documents identify vacations, identify
TV screens.
Some of the defendants who still face charges, but it still suggests that other members of the department who are not referred by name were involved or knew what members of the unit were doing. Sure they did. But are you going to be the one to snitch out, to blow the whistle on these guys? These people who withhold insulin from a diabetic and who knows what else?
Well,
I mean,
maybe,
in another case,
maybe
in Tennessee,
they would. But that's the thing, is why would they not snitch? Because their level of corruption, although it may not be as high, is still existent. They know that they'd get brought down too. Absolutely. I say this happens at some level for just about every cop out there. I'm not saying every one of them, but I'd say most cops at some point or another have the opportunity. They're looking at a big suitcase full of cash, and they take some.
In one incident detailed in court, Pratcher acknowledged, but it's more than just taking cash. It's threatening people. It's hurting people.
How else are you going to get the next suitcase full of cash after you've taken the little bit from the first one, Ian?
Pratcher acknowledged that after having a dispute over money and transferring to another unit, a sergeant summoned him and said he was disappointed that Pratcher not sure had taken the money but asked him for $3,000. The sergeant told the defendant that the money would buy the sergeant a trip to Vegas, according to the document, and then, according to the story, the sergeant threatened Mr. Protcher and his family if he told anyone about the money. Blakely said that he wouldn't say, rather, whether other members or former members of the department might be charged. He also said the former officers who pleaded guilty would be housed in a county jail outside of Cook County for their protection. So there you have it.
Because I'm sure the convicts in some other county, like you know, bad cops, so much more.
Frank is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Hi, guys. Just listening to the discussion, and I wanted to say that you shouldn't be so naive as to think, you know, this only happens in one instance. If you look back at the United States from the 1800s through the present, the big cities of Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, the corruption is profound. And I'm
just
thinking of the pop culture, the movie Serpico in the early 1970s about New York City, all based upon truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this stuff goes on all the time.
Sure it does.
And often, if you want to have it, goes back to sort of the Caligula, one of his famous quotes, when he was the emperor of Rome. You know, when he was going after his opponents, he would always look for a dog who would be willing to eat another dog. So those that are in power that want a police force to protect their privilege and their authority will go for people that you know, are corrupt, that can be further corrupted in the service of their master. And that goes, that regards every country, every system in the world. Think of the Red Guards in China now. There's some very interesting revisionist history coming out of China talking about Mao's, cultural revolution in the 1960s.
Mm.
And you begin to look at that and the story. So, you know, I mean, even, you know, the Red Chinese Army and the Red Chinese people, you know, were not as virtuous as the ideologues wish to portray them. Or look at the corruption with the Cheka in Russia under Stalin and
Lenin. Absolutely, Frank. I don't think anybody ever suggested this was a one-off. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time. This is systemic. It's what happens in a situation where people have power over others.
I think it's funny how people will sit there and imagine, oh, yeah, of course this happens in Mexico, happens in China, happens in some place where I don't have the highest opinion of the people of that area. However, when you start talking about the United States and Great Britain, they won't do that.
Power corrupts.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Juicy Juice, creators of the Juicy Juice Brain Development and Juicy Juice Immunity Fruit Juice Beverages. For more information, visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to staying healthy, the digestive system is a great place to start. It's 70% of the immune system. Look for kid-friendly foods that are high in fiber, like popcorn and yogurt. Prebiotic fiber helps the good bacteria in the gut flourish, while simple sugars like high-fructose corn syrup only help the bad, leading to bloating and discomfort. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.